On today's episode, we discuss how our individual actions have great impact on the community around us. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Judges 1, Acts 5, Jeremiah 14, and Matthew 28. As the world has spent month after month in lockdown and isolation, many people have had one lie unfortunately reinforced. That's the lie that they are alone, that they do not matter. Nothing could be farther from the truth for any of those that God has breathed life into. All of his creation are made in his image. And in that sense, we are all a part of one connected family. One family, one messy tapestry called humanity. And while those that God has given his spirit make up a special set apart chosen inheritance of God, a royal priesthood chosen as God's special possession, according to Peter, every moment of every creature's life has an impact on another. In two passages of today's reading, we see that connected impact play out. In Jeremiah 14, we see generational impact as the people suffer from bitter famine, and Jeremiah cries out on behalf of all the people. They see the issue clearly is not only an issue of God's wrath on their sin, their collective sin, but the sin of their fathers before them, as evidenced by Jeremiah 14:20. It reads, "We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you." Jeremiah and the people could have said, "Well, wait a minute. I'm following God. I personally haven't carved or worshiped any idols. Okay, I did this or that, and I will repent for that, but not the rest of that stuff that y'all did. And why should I even think about repenting for what a generation ago did? Why didn't they? Why did they actually, in the midst of the huge, trial, stop and repent on behalf of the whole nation and the generation before them? Because they understood that everything has a ripple effect. We are not all in the same boat, but we are all in the same pond. Every splash impacts all those living in it and those to come to some degree. And God has shown a history of rewarding or consequencing the generations after because of the acts of the ancestors. Over and over again, the people plead with God for the sake of his promised blessings to their ancestors that he covenanted with. Because there's a legacy to our decisions, an impact even today on our families, most clearly, our Christian community as well, and those watching and considering the faith. Look at Acts 5 as a further example. Ananias and Sapphira are a couple in the golden era of this new church, when generosity and unity were so clearly spirit-kissed. There was something so pure and almost heavenly about their fellowship that was so freely sacrificial. And then Ananias and Sapphira made a choice that hurt them all. They allowed selfishness and lies to damage the beauty of their community. And that would not be tolerated by God. Their judgment would not be slowly doled out upon their family or the generation to come. They received the consequences immediately. They were one by one snuffed out as they tainted the community with their lies, not just to one another, but to God himself. It was as if God wanted it made clear that anyone who hinders the spirit of unity in this family of God will have consequences. And when God's consequences came, fear fell upon the whole church as well as those considering them. This is the fear that reminds them that God is still an omnipotent divine father who disciplines as he sees fit. we should be able to take these passages to heart in a couple ways. One, let us be clear on the great consequences and impact of our choices. Every moment has its legacy. Will it be one that adds to the blessing of our family, our community, or even those to come? Or is it a legacy that grieves those closest to us? And even that one day our children and grandchildren will need to repent of? One question to ask today is, what is the wake I leave behind as I do life? Because all my choices matter. Let us pray that God leads our decisions in the days to come. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the examples that you show us in your word, the reminders of your holiness, the reminders of the impact of our decisions, Lord God, and our responsibility to our community. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am, Lord God. We have a responsibility to one another, Lord God. And is this united humanity and even the family of the church, Lord God, we have a role in it. Help us to play it. Help us to see the part that you've given us in it. Help us to hear your voice and respond to you in obedience as you call us to take steps, to make moves, to sacrifice, to love. We need you, God, desperately. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that empowers us, that corrects us, that challenges us, that leads and guides and directs us in each and every moment. Lead us now, Lord God. Lead us to take with care each step as we are a part of this ecosystem in this pond called the earth. Help us to wield that responsibility wisely. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. If you're listening, thank you for being a subscriber. Make sure you rate and share this with others. And those of you that are watching, go ahead and subscribe, follow wherever you're at, and leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. And I can't wait to see you guys back here next time on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.